Jim, he's an ARIA award-winning comedian. He's bringing his smash new show. It's called Comes Clean to Hobart this Friday at the Theatre Royal. God, we love the Theatre Royal. Been up there a few times, haven't we?
Yeah, I can't remember because I love a red wine.
Please welcome to the show the talented, the funny Arch Barker.
Thanks, fellas. How are you?
Mate, we are going well, Arj. This is exciting. First things first, I wanted to start with, you're taking the show across Queensland, Tasmania, New South Wales. Thanks for picking us, by the way, because we're over celebrities doing their shows and doing all the big ones, performing on the mainland and just coming to Hobart for a holiday. So thank you for working whilst you're in Tasmania.
Yeah, well, if you can have a working holiday, that's even better. Then you make money and go on holiday. Why not?
Please tell that to every international artist.
But actually, Hobart is really so beautiful, and always had a great time there. And I'm not just coming there. I'm literally hiding out in Sydney for 2 weeks because I'm based in Melbourne at the moment. Oh. I left just before the lockdown, and I looked at the calendar and I said, if I go home, I won't be able to go to Tasmania.
Oh, this
so
is
I'm
good.
Sleeping on a friend's couch for 2 weeks now just so I can come down there. That's how much I want to go there.
Actually, does he know that you're on the couch?
No, he doesn't even know yet. He's on vacation.
This makes so much sense because before, producer Grace, she was speaking to you and she came in. She goes, oh, sorry, I was talking to Arj. He said he was just breaking into a friend's apartment.
We were like, what?
We hear these sirens behind Arj as we're talking to him.
Yeah, it's been, it reminds me of the old days of comedy and when I used to actually, couch surf a lot. And, I hang out here and I got my guitar, to keep me company, but really excited to get down there.
Well, let's talk about the new show, Comes Clean. Can you tell us a little bit about it, Arsh? What's it about?
Yeah, well, the name implies that, I'm sort of opening up about my life a little bit, talk about my marriage and how it didn't work out, and some very, very positive perspective on a failed marriage. I found a really good way to look at it, and it's not depressing. And I mean, it could be, but the thing is, a lot of people have been through that, and so they can relate to that, or they, their parents have, or their friends have. It's touched everybody, and it's something that people respond to. But my show is always about being funny and leaving you, like with a smile on your face, not trying to depress anybody. I talk about UFOs a bit. Which is
awesome. Important in any failed marriage.
Well, absolutely. That's why the marriage failed. But
my obsession.
No, I mean, UFOs are just cool. And I was super into them long before all this stuff in the news came up. So that's just kind of fortuitous that it is in the news a lot lately. The U.S. government's meant to put out a report about it any day now, which basically says we just don't know what these things are. We're not saying they're aliens. But I am. And,
sorry, I'm 100%. Are these part of your stand-up? Like, are you doing jokes about UFOs, or are you just like really passionate?
Well, it's funny. I talk about it quite seriously, and in a way that becomes that sort of forms what the joke is. It's like, and it's just this moment the audience is like, oh my God, is he serious? And I am, I'm dead serious, but no matter how I do it, people still think I'm kidding.
This is the beauty of a comedian, really.
Yeah, so that sort of became how it became kind of a unique, interesting part of the show. But, mm-hmm. I don't want to give away too much, of course, but I know we're going to have a great time down there. In fact, a lot of tickets have already sold, but I'd like to just pack the place out. I've definitely gone to a lot of effort to make it down there. So if people can just, go down the street or drive 20 minutes, I'd be so grateful. We're going to have a blast.
Oh, Arsh, it's going to be unreal. I mean, we still have COVID restrictions down here, so you should be able to sell out 15 tickets, which will be awesome.
Oh, definitely.
Arsh has sold 10, but those 5 more tickets, Hobart, we can do it. We can sell them.
Let's go. We can get it.
Hey, Arsh, I mean, looking here, I mean, you've performed everywhere around the world, which is absolutely awesome. I mean, RIP to that. Obviously, we can't do that at the moment. But you've performed in Holland, Sweden, Norway. How do you go telling your jokes to people who, I guess, often speak different languages and stuff? Do you ever have to tweak stuff? Do they ever not get what you're saying?
Well, it's true. And in some of the countries where English is a second language, you have to just be careful not to speak quite clearly, which is always a good idea anyway if you're doing public speaking. But especially then, maybe honestly, maybe just dial down the speed at which you speak just like a pinch. Mm-hmm. Like, and that's just something that you can do. It's just you just decide to do it, and you just might speak a little bit more slowly and carefully, like I just did there. I went down about 15%. But it's something I got pretty used to as I would go around. And a lot of it's not the credit. It doesn't belong to me. They speak amazing English in all those countries you mentioned. They watch a ton of like Hollywood movies and U.S. TV shows. It's one of the main reasons. In fact, people are always amazed. They go to like Sweden or Copenhagen and they meet people who speak, not only speak English, but speak with an American accent because they watched Friends or whatever. I was never that into it, but you know, obviously this show's a worldwide hit or whatever. So, I mean, it's not that bad to be honest, but yeah, you just got to not talk super quickly and not throw out tons of slang, but it's really fine. Well, and more you. And more so, a lot of their entertainment's in English.
You know? I just learned so much about you, Arj. I didn't know that. I'm a fan, but I didn't know that you're really into UFOs and you hate Friends.
Yeah. And also, Arj, thanks for slowing down when you were talking then, because I had no idea what you said for the rest of this interview. So.
Yeah, well, I know English is a second language and hope art as well, so I'm going to try to slow it down.
We're still learning, Arj.
Grace, you on the phone?
Well, I don't actually hate Friends, by the way. I've never just super into it. You know, okay. I can take it or leave it.
No, don't walk it back. We know how you feel.
No, hate's such a strong word, you know. I hate network news. That's okay. I'll go there, but I don't necessarily hate Friends.
Okay, just not that into Friends, but I hate network news and super into UFOs.
Yeah, well, I just hate. Yeah, I get my news from reading articles, many, many, many different articles from different sources. I sounded like Trump there for a second. But I read many, many articles, the best articles.
I've read all the articles. I've read every article.
I just don't like how news is packaged, like on TV, and like they say, this is what you should be upset about, for instance. It's always sort of like peddling outrage. And I prefer to read articles. I'm interested in the subject and then, you know, read several articles and get different perspectives. Just basically not trying to have my views formed by some company. Absolutely. If that makes sense.
It's I like that. You know, the more you read, the more you understand something. Do your research, guys. Don't just read something for the first time and accept that as fact.
Well, Arj, listening to this show, there's never any news on it anyway. So you'll be fine being on this show. Arj Barker performing this Friday, the 11th of June, Theatre Royal. You can purchase tickets, theatreroyal.com.au. Arj Barker, thank you very much.
Pleasure, guys. I'll see you out there.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.